Sean, to ask a question.
Okay, Sean.
Yeah, and Les, what do you think? You know, one of the things I found out watching our local election supervisor at KPFK at work was how overwhelmed he was with the staff lists and all that. And what do you think about the idea of also hiring an assistant LAS at about, you know, 16 to 20 hours a week to help with all this detail work?
Okay. There are certain periods where it's absolutely a crunch time. One of those periods, I mean, I think I can tell you exactly what happened. One of those periods is when the nomination papers are turned in. So at KPFK, for example, Michael Sanchez was totally overwhelmed because you have all these things, all these papers turned in. I'm supposed to, I have to produce the booklets for these. But before I produce the booklets, he has to find out whether they're members or not. And one of the big problems there is that when you have a lot of candidates, it's very, very difficult to do that. It shouldn't be. It should just simply be a matter of going to the person who's on census and saying, are these people members or not? But the membership lists are not accurate. So we have to do the proofreading. We have to do the check on, you know, membership. So I'm saying there are certain periods in the life of the local election supervisor where they're totally, totally overwhelmed. And I can go through and mention the period where they are totally overwhelmed. Certainly, when the nomination papers are turned in, it would be wonderful that at least a part-time person be there to help with that. That's one of the big problems. Tracy, of course, was a local election supervisor, and she also could, and she's on your committee, and she can tell you what some of the problems are. The real-life problems are that there's a tremendous amount of work that has to be done every day, and it really does go away. You've got, I think in the bylaws it talks about 20 hours a week or a part-time job. It's not a part-time job. It's a full-time job, and every local election supervisor that I know, including myself, has had to put their life pretty much on hold while they take care of this. Having an assistant during certain periods is, I would say, essential, and it would solve a lot of the problems that people are talking about.
Okay, thank you. Other questions for Les? We're almost out of time for this, by the way, about 5 more minutes, but for this section of the agenda.
Ken, again, I don't feel you answered my
Ken?
Question. What's the I know we need a natural person to be the NES. What do you feel is the best way to acquire or get people to recommend themselves? That or you know, apply for the job.
I think Tracy's right that the RFP. I mean, it really is Arlene as executive director interviewing people for the NES, making sure that they are as much as possible really seeing fairness as. I don't have a mechanical answer to your question. The answer is that you want somebody who understands technology, who understands what the job is, and who understands a little bit of the culture of Pacifica. And who sees fairness in terms of the election process as primary. I should mention one thing has been taken care of. A program has been written, which Terrible did not have, and they're going to be using it. A program has been written which counts the votes, and that's taken care of. The next national election supervisor won't have to worry about that because that program has been donated to Pacifica.
Okay, thank you. Let me ask a question then, too. And somebody still needs to mute. There's a lot of noise. It's hard to understand. So, Les, if what do you think about the idea of going ahead, getting either a person or a company, I guess, hired as quickly as possible for the NES, somebody who can meet those requirements, and then we can decide later on what to contract out to help that person. Would that work?
I think that's probably the proper way to approach it.
I'd like to put something in too.
Okay, Melinda.
One thing that we did a while back, and I might suggest this might be a thought. This was an inspiration of Mike Martin's, actually, as our original chair. As you may recall, I was the chairman of elections. And the way that it was set up originally, we actually had an election committee here locally, and I didn't find out until I was on the third year, ironically enough, of this committee, that we were the only ones that had it. The reason I suggest that is because, for example, when Bobby Muldoon was the supervisor under Kenny Mostrin, a lot of times the poor guy was so boggled down with a lot of things that I went around and I ran ramshod with him, and we had committee that basically had parties for the candidates and that sort of things. I really think it might be a thought of maybe each particular station setting up their own local elections committee, if nothing else, just to assist. Needless to say, they're completely answerable to the local election supervisor because they don't have any kind of an autonomous thing, and the LSB doesn't have input. But it's just a matter of providing arms and legs for these people. And I got a great deal of experience out of this, and I thought it was fantastic. Also, I learned how to do the single transferable vote as a result.
No, I agree with you totally. KPFA has always had a relatively strong election committee, but I think there are three stations that really have not had it at all, and that has to change.
Okay, we're almost out of time for this agenda item. Anybody else have any questions or statements about this? You know, the combined agenda item again is review the NES duties and job description. Review the RFP we had last year and recommendations on the process for searching for and selecting an NES.
This is Wesley at KPFT.
Wesley, go ahead.
I have just a quick concern that's probably not so related, but I would like to see the scans of the voting. Where can I find that, or when will it be posted and where?
Ballot images. He's referring to the ballot images, Les.
Yeah,
correct.
The ballot images. I'll talk to Otis, and if there's a problem, maybe they're big. I left them at each station. I think KPFT has actually put them up. They're probably taken down by now because they are so large.
No.
But I'll put them up on Pacifica.org because I have all the images.
Les, did you say you will put them up? Can you give me a time on that so I can make an action item?
Tomorrow.
Okay.
I'll talk to Otis tomorrow.
Okay.
Could I ask Arlene, since I know you have to leave maybe in a while, if what would help you in this process, since it's your responsibility to hire an NES?
Well, I think I'd like to know, first of all, if there's a preference for an individual or a corporation, and I'd like clear, or a company, and I'd like clear, if there's a company if it's going to be considered, then I'd like to at least be clear that that fits within the bylaws. I don't have a strong feeling either way. I'm new to this process, as you know, and I've asked Ahmad to get on the call tonight because I've also assigned part of this task to him to work with, so that we can hopefully get this done in a timely fashion. I realize that we're beginning to be against a crunch in terms of time.
Bill?
Yes, who's that?
Yeah, this is Sean. I'd like
Sean?
To put forth a motion that the PNB recommends that we pick an individual election supervisor. Whether they work with a firm or not is, can be decided later, but I'd like to put forth a motion that we pick an individual election supervisor in compliance with our bylaws.
Point of order.
Yes, Campbell?
Yes. The bylaws, the Supreme Court, I think, has made it plain, and the history of business in America makes it plain, that when you're speaking of a contracting entity, it can be an individual or a firm, and the firm has the same rights as an individual.
Mr. Chair, this is totally out of order. I made a motion.
Your motion's out of order.
And then we can debate it later.
Your motion
okay,
is
well,
out of order.
Sean, I guess we are debating, and it's in order for him to make this comment.
No, but you got. But is there been a second to the motion, or do we?
We don't need one in a committee.
All right, so the motion has been made. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, go ahead, Campbell. Where did you?
Yes.
Did you finish?
it seems as though Sean is being very blatant about the fact that he has some friends who are individuals.
Okay,
wait. No. Yeah, no, let's don't.
Who he'd
no
like to recommend.
Involved in this, and I resent the member mischaracterizing it like that.
Let's please don't talk about each other.
What you had said.
No, you are not talking about what
okay,
I said.
Sean,
you are mischaracterizing what I said, sir. Thank you.
Sean, it's okay. Campbell, let's just state your objections and let's don't worry about who said what.
Well, the objection is that these elections have been a problem, to say the least, in Pacifica for a number of years. And to keep doing the same thing the same way and expect a different result is not wise. And I think that this is what we're about doing. I think that the bylaws do not prescribe or require that an individual, be the entity who would be the National Election Supervisor. It can be a firm. A firm has a head, a president usually. And so there is an individual who can be responsible and accountable for a variety of things. And clearly, with regard to an RFP, if you put an RFP out, firms and individuals respond to it, and what should be done is that the one who is most responsive and the one who has the references that can be checked, that can stand up for their work and can show other demonstrations of quality, I think would be the ones who should be selected.
Sean,
okay, and also I was going to ask, I hope that we can hear from any of the other people who were on the committee last year who were involved in, we heard from our attorney, I think it may have been in January or February of about January, I guess, about the whether an ES could be employed by a company or not. Okay, go ahead, Sean.
Yeah, Sean for the stack. First of all, I have no friends in this game. I have no companies in this game. And the fact of the matter is, my only concern is that there are fair elections and the problems that some here are speaking of had to do with the internal politics of local stations, okay? That's the real key here, folks. So the point is to all this, we need an individual because a firm will not go in and deal with things like staff lists and everything else that I mentioned earlier. So, my friends, please go with an individual. They can work with a staff, but go with an individual. Thank you.
Okay. Anthony, would you like to comment, by the way? You were one of the people on the committee when we were... We got an opinion
At this point, I'm not sure what I could toss in that hasn't already been said by others.
Well, didn't Ricardo give us an opinion on this issue last year or over a year ago?
I don't recall. Maybe someone else does.
And Aaron to the stack.
I'm sorry, who was that for the stack?
Ken.
Campbell also.
Oh, Campbell. Okay, was it Ken and Campbell?
Yes, Ken.
Okay, Ken, go ahead.
Okay, reading from Article 3, Election of Delegates, Article 4, Election Supervisors, Section A, the last two sentences, the National Election Supervisor should be experienced in election procedures and recommended by an organization experienced in election procedures and supervision. It does not have to be a member of the foundation and so forth. It's clear to me the intent is to pick an individual because it says he should be experienced and recommended by an organization and that's familiar with election procedures. So I think it's beyond our scope to interpret the bylaws at this point in time. I understand what Campbell's saying, and it's one of the things we're suffering in this country of too much granting of personhood to corporations and firms. They don't suffer the same consequences that an individual does, so their integrity is usually not as good. There's a possibility there could be a firm that hires out individuals. They send somebody out here, and he's like a contractor for them, and he fulfills that purpose as an individual. That's possible. But to give it to a firm, a non-natural person, I think is a violation of the bylaws. And we're not up to changing the bylaws at this time. But if, you know, if Apple One Employment Agency sends a guy over to be the NES, that's fine. He came from a firm. That's fine. He could be a consultant to some other firm. That's fine. But it's not an individual.
Okay, and by the way, I forget, we're past time on this agenda item, so...
I move we extend by 5 minutes.
Okay. Check if you don't need
any objections to extending for 5 minutes?
Point of order, we're basically covering Sean's motion at this time.
Yes, now who has not spoken on Sean's motion that wants to speak?
This is Fred Klunder, if I could have a minute.
Go ahead, Fred.
I think that, so with all due respect to my colleagues, Mr. O'Brien and Mr. Aaron, the interpretation of the bylaws is speculative. I think it's a fundamental business problem. We are very fortunate to have a seasoned executive director who is able to formulate with our assistance at her request the requirements of the jobs concerned, and to make the appropriate determination. Whether this is a company of one person, a company of 20 people, or an individual is just so totally immaterial that I fail to understand why my colleagues O'Brien and Aaron are making such a big deal of it. It is the business requirement that our executive director will make the call based upon obviously, and based on interviews with those who come before her. Thank you.
O'Brien, come back when appropriate.
This is Dan Siegel. I'd like to speak.
Okay, Dan hasn't spoken on this yet. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with the last speaker. I think this is an issue that can easily be surmounted. If the executive director chooses, she could contract with an organization that conducts elections and ask them to designate an individual who will be personally in charge of the project and who will have the title NES. So I don't think the issue of company versus individual should be decided based on the bylaws, but should rather be decided on who can do the best job at the most reasonable cost.
Okay. Anybody else hasn't spoken on Sean's motion? Okay, Sean, you wanted to say something else?
Yeah, I would like to say, first of all, we should look at the facts. Most of our elections in the last cycle were successful. How do we know that? There were no lawsuits. And now to my good friend Fred and Dan, I laid out the reasons that a firm is hesitant to deal with our elections. They will not do the voter outreach. They will not do the promotional carts. They will not do the town hall style candidate forums that are required under our bylaws, and I'm somewhat put off by the fact that a lawyer would say we should not follow our bylaws. My friends, let us follow our bylaws or we are setting ourselves up for another lawsuit. Thank you.
Ahmad Anderson for the stat.
Okay, Ahmad, go ahead.
I just want to say I think that that it is quite possible, as been mentioned before, that we could hire a company, and based upon what Tracy mentioned earlier, that as I did also, that looking at our RFP, and looking at that and putting in the type of wording that requires that if that NES is sent out as staffing agencies do in their situations where that person is on site and works with the stations, works with the demographics, and we within that RFP say, hey, this is what we need this NES individual to do, then that's how we roll it out. And we ensure the detail and the integrity of the process is taken care of from the education and outreach process.
Okay, well, this is Bill. Let me put myself in the stack. I can't look it up right now, but I believe we did talk to Ricardo back in January of last year before we finished this RFP to see if he felt that the requirements in the bylaws could be met if the NES was actually an employee of a company. This is now. This is when we were thinking about contracting out virtually everything. So the question may be a little different. And I believe he told us he felt that it would be consistent with the bylaws that the NES could work for a company. But if Arlene's interested in that, she probably should check with Ricardo to make sure.
He's going to be here tomorrow, so I'll double check with him. If it was a year ago, January, I don't think it would have been Ricardo because he hadn't been hired yet by the foundation.
I think it was Ricardo. Maybe it was February then. I forget. Because I remember the question came up then when we were writing up this RFP. Others for the stack?
This is Ken. I call the question.
Okay. Any objections to going ahead and voting on Sean's motion? Okay. Can you read the motion again for us, Ken?
If I could, to state it for Sean, that the PNB pick an individual, parentheses, natural person,
Wait. That the PNB recommend to the ED that she pick an individual as our national election supervisor.
That the PNB recommend to the ED, say it again,
that she pick an individual to be our national election supervisor.
Okay, pick an individual to be our national election supervisor. That's the motion.
Okay.
Voting yes would make that recommendation, would ask the PNB to make that recommendation.
Okay, can you call the roll then, Ken?
Sure.
This is Tracy with just kind of a point of information.
Okay, go ahead, Tracy.
It's just a question because the motion that I presented basically makes that same suggestion along with a number of other suggestions.
In accordance with Ms. Rose. With Tracy's motion. I'm happy to add that amendment, Tracy.
Yes, I'm just saying there's some content in my motion that I, you know, a couple of suggestions that I hate to lose.
No.
It's a separate motion, Tracy. This is not your motion. This is John's motion.
Okay. Right. Okay.
And assuming we don't run out of time, we'll get to your motion also. It's next.
Yeah, I want Tracy's motion.
All right, So I guess it's clear. We could either vote yes or no on Sean's motion, and either way we can consider Tracy's motion.
Absolutely.
Right.
Okay,
right.
I'm calling the roll on Sean's motion. I'm going to read it one more time. The PNB recommend to the ED that she pick an individual to be our national election supervisor. Tracy Rosenberg.
Yes.
Dan Siegel.
Pass.
Okay. Anthony Fest.
Yes.
Okay. Sean Casey O'Brien.
Yes.
Okay. Ken Aaron. Yes. Fred Klunder.
No.
Okay. Bill Kozier. You're the
I'm going to pass. I think I can vote, but I'm going to pass. That's okay.
Okay. Wesley Bethune.
Yes.
Okay. Melinda.
Yes.
Okay. Campbell.
No.
Okay. Renee's absent. Peter Tucker.
Yes.
Okay, Alex.
Yes.
Okay, so we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 yays, and 1, 2 nays, and 2 passes. The motion passes.
Well, wait. You should go through and ask the passes if they
Passes. Do you care to change your vote at this time? Bill Crozier.
I'll just abstain. It's okay.
Okay, and the other pass was Dan Siegel.
Same.
Pass.
Same.
Okay, so then we have, as I said, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 yays, 2 nays, 1 pass, and 1 abstention.
No, 2 abstentions. Dan, didn't you mean that you wanted to abstain?
I did.
Okay, 2 abstentions. Got it.
Okay,
well, the motion passes.
Okay, well, we're out of time on that agenda item, so we're ready for an effort to take up Tracy's motion. Tracy, would you like to read the whole thing and motivate it?
Yeah, just give me a second to pull it out. It's not right in front of me right now, but I will have
it. Or I can read it. I can read it for you if you want. I'll put it on the agenda that I sent out this afternoon, but people might not have gotten the earlier one.
I've got it.
Tracy sent it to us.
Got it. I will read it. Okay. This will sound familiar. The PNB directs the executive director to hire a national collection supervisor as an independent contractor for the 2010 Pacifica LSP election. The ED is encouraged to interview any candidates with previous LES experience with the foundation election process. For the 2010 election, the NES is strongly encouraged to explore using the station websites for the display of candidate information and to print and mail full packages with the booklet instead of just ballots with return envelopes only to those voters who request them. The ED is further instructed to work collaboratively with the election committee to develop an RFP for a vendor contract that would be in effect for the 2012-2013 election series and would include research on online voting options for the foundation and or other measures to reduce costs by at least 25% while maintaining a transparent and secure process. The 2010 Elections Committee is charged with developing the RFP to a completed state so that in 2011, a thorough, multi-bid, competitive process can be engaged in, with hopefully a contractor in place by no later than 12-2011 for the ensuing two-year election cycle.
Okay. Did you want to motivate it?
To motivate it quickly, and it may be too wordy, and I apologize, my intention is to set up a process that is unhurried, will accommodate some thought and planning, will give us a two-year contractor contract, which I think it is a scenario that will increase the competitiveness of the bids that we get, and basically implements a three-year planning cycle that we can do over and over again that basically involves 1 year of working on the RFP and then 2 years of election cycles. It basically mandates putting a planning process into place for the down year, which is, I think, an opportunity that we've missed over and over again. And I think if we are going to pursue the contractor option, this is the amount of thought and planning that we need to put into it to do it well. So it's a proposal in addition to the part that has to do with what with Sean's motion, which we already passed. It's an attempt to create a process for doing this right.
If
indeed we are deciding that we would like to pursue a contracting process. And that's
okay.
It. Arlene?
Discussion? Arlene?
First of all, I agree with very much with most of what Tracy has said, maybe with all of it. And I think that I particularly like the idea of getting the information up on websites and only mailing full candidate information to people who request it. And if we get that into the announcements that are on the air, some of those mailing costs were extremely expensive with sending out all those heavy booklets in addition to the ballots. I'd like to find a way, as Les mentioned earlier, to not have to mail out all the ballots, but I think it may be a little too late for that this year, but that would be something that I'd like to see included in the total discussion. For the, and we do have, you know, a good cycle because next year is an off year to come up with a good RFP and to look at possibly revising some aspects of the system.
Okay. Stack, when appropriate.
John, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I just want to say I really appreciate that Tracy brought this forth. Even though you just passed the motion for this year, what I really liked originally when I read Tracy's motion was that it's telling us to plan ahead, something we don't do a lot at Pacifica. And I also want to just join Arlene in saying that we should use a postcard strategy. We should send a postcard to all of our potential voters asking them if they want a paper ballot as opposed to going on the Internet. It would save us a ton of money. So to both ladies, I say hallelujah, and let's vote for this thing. Thank you.
Other comments?
Yeah, this is Dan.
Hi, Dan.
Okay. So, I mean, I think that Tracy's proposal is excellent and well thought out. I like it. I just don't understand why we can't move more rapidly. You know, this election is 5 or 6 months away. We are not so large and cumbersome that we can't move a little bit nimbly to implement something that makes a lot of sense, and it could be done this year. You know, the other part of it, and this is maybe just a quibble, but if we adopt something that's going to be implemented 2 years down the road, we can't necessarily bind what will then be a new PNB or a new elections committee, which may decide that, well, they want to study it some more and put it out another year. I just like to do it this year. And if we can't, we can't. But I haven't heard why we can't.
Okay. Other discussion?
Yes, Campbell Johnson.
Okay, Campbell.
Yes, I think it's a very comprehensive approach. I do like the idea that it's forward thinking, and however, I have to go back to the point of the candidate not just being an individual, that both individuals and firms would be permitted to bid and would take the best one. Some were concerned about the mechanics of sending out just full packages to some people and, you know, then just ballots with return envelopes to others because it was such a difficulty in just sending out the full packages to the members in D.C. That certainly was a problem. I understand that that had taken place elsewhere as well. Additionally, I think that the computerized and voting may be problematic, and certainly when you take it to online, you know, that the notion of it being secure is something that it seems to me the theory is way ahead of the results in practice. So I just have concerns about those elements of it and would suggest that it be amended to, you know, not put us in those channels, but to let the candidate or the selected party contractor make recommendations along those lines, but not try to hem them in.
Okay. Now what's your amendment? Could you state that clearly so we can...
Yes, the amendment would be in regard to getting information about how this would be handled insofar as
a point of order, Campbell,
packages.
For the sake of time, could you just state the amendment, not talk about it, but make a statement of the amendment? So
also, a point of order, I didn't see anything in here that talked about sending out the ballots, you know, putting the ballots out and doing that over the internet. We're only sending
out information. You're misunderstanding.
Let it get his amendment out. I'm not sure what it is yet.
Well, but
okay.
I'm not sure the member understands what we're talking about. We're only talking about putting out candidate information over the internet, not the votes.
I understand.
Okay, go ahead, Campbell.
What I understand is that the candidate information was going to be put on the internet. That's fine, but the differentiation between who gets the actual paper package, the full package, versus those who are making the request for just the ballots and envelopes, I think would be the mechanics on that, I think would be difficult, and this should be recognized beforehand, because there need to be some safeguards put in place. The second piece of it,
Campbell, I tell you what.
We need an amendment to vote on.
Your time's up. If you can, could you write it up while we're talking, and then we'll come back to you? Would that be okay? If you can write down your amendment so we know what we're voting on. Thank you. Okay, who's next on the stack?
In one sentence.
Right.
Anybody else on the stack?
I'll put myself. Go ahead. Who is that?
This is Tracy, if nobody
else. Go ahead, Tracy. Well, this is Bill. Let me just say something else. You know, we did talk about this quite a bit last year, and you know, some of the ideas were included in the RFP. It could certainly use rework, does need some reworking. Some of the concerns we had with, a lot of it had concerns with electronic voting, but I think there was a pretty much consensus on the committee last year that the postcard idea that Sean mentioned would be helpful. The trade-off is if you send a postcard saying, you know, make go to this phone number or return the postcard if you want a paper ballot package, or the option two would be go to this website to get it all by, you know, that way. It might discourage voting somewhat, and it might decrease the number of the turnout, essentially. But it would save a lot of costs because of all the printing and postage costs, because, as we talked about, 80 or 90% of the people probably would not request the paper ballot package. But either way, we could still do the actual balloting by mail if with a hard copy if in order to improve election security. So I think we should probably come up with a working group to work on some of these details. Okay, Tracy, you wanted to be next?
Yeah, I just wanted to address briefly a couple of the things that people brought up when they were talking about the motion. I just wanted to concede Dan's point that the motion is basically a recommendation, A, to the PNB, and then B, from the PNB to future PNBs. And yes, future PNBs will do what they're going to do. My hope would be that there's some institutional memory for what we're doing and that, you know, the ability to plan ahead will not be lost. But I concede the point that a future PNB can reconsider the whole thing. But I think that's the case no matter what we recommend. To Campbell's point about mailing, about, again, it's a recommendation. It's my sense of things. There has to be something better than printing up 70,000 booklets and mailing them. And it's basically just an instruction that to the individual that we hire, which is what I'm advocating, but that would apply to anybody that we hired, that they seriously consider ways to cut down on those costs. And obviously, they'll have to have some sort of a system. But in the interest of not micromanaging, I'm not telling them what I think that system should be, but we're expressing a desire that one of the things they prioritize in their work is finding a way not to print 70,000 ballots that are 70,000 candidate information booklets, which end up in the garbage.
Ken to the stack.
And then the third.
Okay.
And then the third point is just
time.
From event. Okay, forget the third
okay.
point. Sorry.
All right, we'll get back to you in a little bit if we have time. Tien.
Yes. You know, in the old days, we would have had to have a town crier or knock on doors and talk to people or have people pick straws. We're moving ahead technologically. I could even see at some point in time we could have said it's more economical to mail out a CD with the brochure on it, because they only cost 10 cents to make and 50 cents to mail, which is less than sending out the papers and so forth, the booklets. We do have to consider accommodating ourselves to new financial situations and new opportunities with infrastructures. And so I think we shouldn't be afraid of change, and we should take a look at opportunities that make it more economical for us to run free and fair elections.
Okay. Anybody else, or let Tracy finish what she was saying? Okay, Tracy.
Okay. Just back to a vendor management point of view. You know, I manage vendors in my job, and I will say that if you go in with an RFP that is not really, really, really well thought out, and I'm not insulting the past election committee's process to write the RFP, but I'm saying that I think there's more work to get done, and if the RFP doesn't have the amount of time put into it that's required to make it bulletproof and to make it functional and to make it relate to what the job really is, with a for-profit company, you're going to have cost overruns, because what's in the RFP is going to be different than the work that actually has to get done. And I just want to emphasize again that I don't think rushing to sign a contract with an organization is financially responsible. And that's part of the reason that I'm putting forward this motion. Not that an organization is always and necessarily the wrong choice, but because rushing with an inadequate RFP is the wrong choice.
Okay.
Chair, point of agenda, could we check on the amendment and maybe go to a vote on this?
Yeah, because I think we're about out of time for this. So, Campbell, did you get your amendment ready?
Yeah, the amendment is this. Determination needs to be made, one, how to differentiate persons receiving full packages versus those with ballots and return envelopes, and two, extreme care needs to be used in determining how to undertake online voting options that can be done in a fair and secure way.
Okay. Could you email that to us also?
Yes. That's what I'm in process of doing. I have to apply the names, though, individually.
Okay. Or you could probably copy the distribution list that I sent out to everybody.
Yes, I did.
Thank you.
Oh, you're emailing it out?
Yes. And I'm about halfway down the list now.
Let's wait a minute for that, because I'd like to see it, speaking for myself.
Okay.
And this is an amendment to Tracy's motion?
Correct.
Okay.
Okay. Now, this ought to have everybody on there. Oh.
This is just a comment from Tracy's motion. She does say the ED is further instructed to work collaboratively with the election committee to develop an RFP for a vendor contract. So obviously the details are to be determined, and we'd have to work those out later.
Okay, it's on its way.
Okay. Anybody want to be on the stack to discuss this? We need to be brief.
Yeah, Sean.
Okay, Sean.
Yeah, I don't think that a discussion of the actual voting process as opposed to the informational or educational process is appropriate right now. I share with many, as well as my colleague, concerns. I served on the Secretary of State's task force in California on touchscreen voting, so I have many concerns about online voting, and I share those, but I'm not sure that is germane to what we're discussing now in terms of just picking a election supervisor. So for that reason, I would tend to vote against the amendment, and we'll deal with that particular problem, which I agree is a problem, Campbell, but we'll deal with that later in a much more comprehensive matter. Thank you.
Okay, other discussion on the amendment?
Bethune here.
Okay, yeah, Wesley.
We have at KPFT, we have a large prison population who is actively participates with the station, and I'm curious as to how they'll will they be given a return envelope, stamped envelope. It's a whole new set of problems when you're dealing with prisoners, and I'm sure there's other people who may not have access to a computer. So could we talk about that?
Okay, do you want to say anything about Hal? Well, right now we're discussing the amendment, so if you want to say something about the amendment, go ahead, Wesley.
Oh, well, I believe this amendment will cover my concerns.
Okay.
Yes.
Other discussion?
I guess if I could motivate it briefly.
Okay, go ahead.
This is why I'm suggesting, Sean was saying that, well, we could do these things later on. If these concerns are not in the initial iteration of the problem, then the project to be undertaken, then my experience tells me that they just don't get the proper consideration, and something that just might work will be recommended, whereas something that has been vetted thoroughly would not be even approached. And this is to address the notion that we want to have a thorough vetting of this to include maybe that, one or the other aspect of it just is not feasible.
Okay. I think we're just about out of time for this, unless somebody has something really quick they want to say.
If there's 1 second, nobody else wants to speak, I'd like to just...
Well, let me see if there's anybody else first. Sean,
yes,
anybody else want to speak? Okay, go ahead, Sean.
Yeah, my fear with the amendment, particularly over the voting on by the internet, is that it is not well thought out. This takes a comprehensive approach. It is something that we should discuss seriously, an amendment off the top of somebody's head. God bless them. I love the top of their head. But I don't feel that this amendment is well thought out, and it really is an idea that takes quite a bit of time and thought. And I think, and I say this sharing some of the concerns of the person that brought the amendment. So that's why I would like to hold off so that we could have a much more thorough and comprehensive discussion about what online voting actually means. Thank you.
Arlene to the staff.
Okay, Arlene, go ahead.
I share Sean's concern about trying to do online voting this year. I think that one of the things that I could see as a possibility is getting a postcard out there asking people to request a ballot and asking them to check separately if they need the information on candidates mailed to them, because, you know, it's cheaper to mail just a ballot than all the information, and they may have access to reading about the candidates online. That would be my thought for how we could try to streamline and cut costs somewhat for this year, and then really carefully examine an online voting system for the next election. But I don't think that's something you just jump into without expecting to have all kinds of problems.
I agree.
Okay. All right. Are we ready to vote on the amendment?
Yeah, let's vote. I'm going to...
Okay, well, it sounds like there's opposition, so I guess can you call a roll then, Ken? So if you're voting yes, you're voting in favor of Campbell's amendment.
And that would be added to the end of Tracy's motion.
Okay.
Could he repeat the amendment?
Yes, the amendment would be B. Determination needs to be made, one, how to differentiate persons receiving full packages versus those with ballots and return envelopes, and two, extreme care needs to be used in determining how to undertake online voting options can be done in a fair and secure way. I believe there's a grammatical error there.
Yes, there's a grammatical in there.
Extreme care needs to be used in determining
how online voting options
can be done in a fair and secure way. I'll read it once more. Determination needs to be made, one, how to differentiate persons receiving full packages versus those with ballots and return envelopes, and two, extreme care needs to be used in determining how online voting options can be done in a fair and secure way. That's the amendment to Tracy's motion. We're now going to vote. Tracy.
I'm going to vote now.
Dan Siegel.
Yes.
Okay. Anthony Fest.
No.
Okay, Sean?
No.
Okay, Ken? No. Fred? Okay, Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Okay, Wesley?
Yes.
Okay, Melinda? Okay, Campbell?
Yes.
Okay, Peter Tucker?
Yes.
Okay, Alex Steinberg? Okay, reviewing the people didn't vote. Fred Klunder. Fred? Okay, that's no vote. And Melinda. No vote from Melinda. And Alex. No vote from Alex. We have one, two, three, four.
Point of information before we call this vote. Do we have quorum?
Ah, we have, okay, what do we have? We have one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine people.
We can vote on it and just report what the vote is. We can report the count.
Yeah, let me report the count. That's right. Thank you, Bill. The count is one, two, three.
Did I get to vote?
Who is that?
Who's that?
Campbell.
Yes, I think you did.
Oh, I didn't hear my name.
Yes, I got you.
Okay.
Let me read it again. Yeses are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. No's are 1, 2, 3, 4. And that's it.
Yeah, and we have quorum still. It's 12 people.
Okay.
Yeah, the abstentions.
I'm not hearing a lot of people speak up, and that's why I was concerned.
Okay. Now, going back to Tracy's motion, is there any more discussion on that, or I hope we're getting late.
On.
Beg your pardon?
The amendment passed.
Yes, the amendment passed. Thank you. I forgot to announce that. So can we go ahead and vote on Tracy's amended motion?
Okay,
let me just ask, is there any objections to it? Hearing no objections, then the amended motion passes. Thank you. Let's see. The next item on the agenda was recommendations or what functions should be contracted out. I'd like to suggest we form a work group to work on this, and along with the items that Tracy, that was mentioned in Tracy's motion.
I have to bow out at this point.
Okay. Thanks, Arlene.
If somebody can let me know if there's something that happens that I need to know about, I would appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay.
But anyway, we're open to discussion on this item, what functions could be contracted out. But it's getting late, so let's try to keep it brief.
I think your suggestion, Bill, is good. Great. And I would like to be on that group.
That's Campbell?
Yes, I'll be on that task force or whatever.
Well, let's set it up first, huh, guys?
Okay, well, there's any objection to doing that? And I guess I didn't make it obvious. Anybody on the committee who wants to be on can be on it. Okay, well, who's interested? Okay, so it's Bill, Campbell, who else?
And what's the work group again? Just explain what the work group will be involved with, Bill.
What funds could be contracted out?
I'm sorry.
And to cover what's in the second paragraph of Tracy's motion.
Which you got to remind us, because
the ED is further instructed to work collaboratively with the election committee to develop an RFP for a vendor contract. And it goes on, and then it includes Campbell's amendment, too.
So this is the vendor's contract?
Yes.
Or the RFP for the vendor's contract.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. So no objections to forming a work group for that? Okay, and who else would like to be on it besides me and Campbell?
I'd like to. Tracy.
Tracy? Okay. Anyone else?
Guys, I would like to think about it. I have a lot of chores with my other committees, both national and local, so I'd like to reserve for the time being until I see what my workload is. Thank you.
Okay. Anthony, are you interested? I know you had a lot of history with the preceding committee.
Yeah, let me reserve judgment on that, if I may, for the moment, to see what the rest of my workload turns out to be.
Okay. And just, by the way, just for information, I did get a reply back this afternoon from it was a previous chair of the committee who had set up one of the, we have a Yahoo group and a Google group. One was intended to be a public group and the other a private group. And I wanted to get all of you included on them so you can access our past files. And so I think we'll be able to get that done here now. So that may help. I'll send an email out to everybody when we get that done. Okay. Well, I guess I'll send a note out about the work group, and anybody who wants to join in can do that. Do we want to set up a conference call for this? For the work group?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sadly, sure.
Right.
After one last night, and then.
I know.
One favor. Could we somehow get this on the KPFTX calendar? Because if we don't, then we're going to get double scheduled, some of us.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, looking at next month on the KPFTX calendar, there's a coordinating committee on the 3rd and the full PNB on the 5th. Affiliates on the 11th.
And there's the governance the third Thursday, and I haven't put it up yet, and I apologize for that, the third Thursday of the month. What if somebody's looking at the calendar, if they could tell me what day?
The 18th.
Pardon me, what day is that, sir?
That would be the 18th of March.
Okay, the 18th of March, we're going to have a governance meeting.
Okay. What about Monday, March 8th?
March 8th. That would be okay with me.
You know what? Is that an evening thing? Because KPFK is we are having a local governance meeting on that day.
Oh, okay.
No. And I'm not saying if there's nobody from K on there, you guys, you know, charge ahead. But I'm just putting that out there that on the 8th, we're having the LSB, KPFK LSB governance meeting. And on the 18th, we're having the PMB governance meeting.
Okay. does the 9th solve the conflict for KPFK folk? That's not a bad day for me either.
Yeah, I have a, well, I have tentatively have a local KPFT meeting then. I'm not sure what's going to happen or not.
That doesn't work either. So
yeah,
maybe
that's LSB for WPFW.
Okay, then maybe we're better off with the 8th. What do you think, Bill?
So the 8th, let's see, I'm looking again. The 8th is, yeah, that's a Monday, right? Okay. Yeah, that would be okay with me. Now, who was that bad for, though? Or somebody wasn't sure?
Well, it was bad for the KPFK LSB folks, but that said, I don't think any of them actually volunteered for the committee.
Okay.
So it was basically Sean that had the conflict, and he was willing to defer and maybe catch up with us later.
Right.
Okay. And we can do some stuff by email, too. So, okay, so Monday, March 8th. And I'll put that on the KPFDX calendar after we get through here tonight.
Okay.
Okay. The same time, 8:30 Eastern.
March 8th for the work group.
Yes, work group.
Point of information, I guess.
Ken?
Well, that meeting, I'm not going to do it, but should we require minutes from that meeting to order just a report?
Well, I think, yeah, minutes are always a good idea for any meeting.
Okay.
But you don't necessarily have to be the one to do it, but if you want to join us, that'd be fine. That'd be great.
8th March, right?
8th of March, yes.
And who's going to be responsible for sending out the notice with the conference? Will be convened by...
I'll put it on the KPFDX calendar, and then the way that calendar works is it automatically sends out the notices to people.
Okay, you
but
will.
I'll do it also. I'll also send it out to everybody on the committee just to make sure they know.
Very good.
And so what time do we want to do it? 8:30 Central? I mean Eastern?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
As long as you don't run too late.
Okay. And again, everybody please review the RFP before then, the old one, see what would be we want to change.
Yeah. Great.
I think we're almost through the agenda here. Let's see.
Yeah, no,
Mr.
Chair, I was just going to ask,
yes.
what was our alleged time of adjournment on this?
Well, it was approximately 4 minutes ago.
Okay. So moved.
So we're still approximately. Can I mention real quick?
Well, what do we have left on the agenda? Maybe that's...
The Tavern and Next meeting date. Before that, review additions submitted, that was one thing I was going to mention, to the January 2010 committee report. I don't believe I got any from anybody, so if you want to send them on, please, and I'll add them. And there was new business, I don't believe you had any. So next meeting date?
Oh, I had some new business, I'm sorry.
Okay.
This is Ken, I can just be very brief. I sent out an email with a brief description of the staff registry, and I just asked people to read that email, and I suggested a motion. We'll take it up in the next meeting, I hope.
Okay.
Under new business, staff registry. Thank you, Ken, for taking care of that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Our last sort of regular meeting was the third Monday of the month, and that was the date we met last year, which... Of course, it doesn't have to be the same. Do we want to do that again?
What would that date be, sir?
That would be the 15th of March. So it would be 1 week after our work group.
That might not be a bad idea, actually.
I could
the 8th
that.
Of March.
Do we want to establish a regular meeting date, maybe, for the rest of the year?
Well, you know what, Mr. Chair, shouldn't we do that once we finalize the committee in April so that those that are not with us yet will have some chance to speak on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the 15th of March for the next governance meeting?
Elections.
I'm sorry, guys.
Yes.
I have on too many governance committees. I apologize.
Okay.
Right.
Any objections to that?
No, that sounds good, because we're sending on our recommendations to the PMB, the two motions we passed. So.
Right.
So, yeah.
And they may not get to it before it's too late for the NES election, but we'll maybe relative to the other things, it'd be good.
Is that
okay,
now set as a regular time?
The time of the meeting?
Is that like the third Monday of the month or something? What is that?
third Monday of the month for next month, and we're not deciding for later.
Okay, just this one time.
Right.
8:30.
Okay.
All right, very good. Did we actually make it through
and
all
did you? Could you review our action items for us, Ken?
Down, but I mean, the thing was the committee, we passed three motions or of significance. The PNB recommends the ED pick an individual instead of a firm, and then Tracy's motion with the amendment, and then a working committee was formed. And if anybody has additional problems they discovered, send them in.
And you can put me down for posting those meetings on the KPFDX calendar.
Who's going to do that?
Bill.
Bill. Me. You're going to post what meetings?
Well, the work group meeting and our next meeting.
Okay, great. That'll be the last action thing.
And I think we've met time, and now we're at the end of the agenda. I think it's time
one moment before we adjourn. Let me just review the agenda. There was, review action items. Oh, I see. Okay, and then adjourn. Yeah, that was it. Great. Sorry. Thank you very much.
Thank you, everyone.
A motion to adjourn?
We don't need one. We're at time, sir. So, Mr. Chair, I salute you. I salute you on actually getting us through our agenda.
And yes, thank you, everybody.
Good job,
cooperation, everyone.
Hi, Bill. Can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah, I'll hang on. Okay. Good night, everybody.
Bye. Bye.